If you were walking past Melbourne's exhibition building on Monday this week, you may have come across a photo shoot, a very tricky photo shoot, as the subject makes himself disappear into thin air on a regular basis. It's no trick of the camera. The camouflage artist, Liu Bolin, has made a practice of vanishing into his surroundings by way of carefully applied body paint, and he's done it in some extraordinary locations. The ruins of Pompeii, crowded Chinese grocery store aisles, and North Korea, to name just a few. But his first disappearing self-portraits were taken in an artist's district left razed by the Chinese government, and they were a form of protest. Liu Bolin is in Australia for the 2019 Ballarat International Photo Biennale in Victoria, and he joins me now with his translator, Lu Zong. Liu, thank you so much for coming onto The Art Show. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you. You're welcome. I'm so happy I'm here.
Thank you, Liu. Now, Liu, your first series using camouflage, it's called Hiding in the City, and it was created more than 14 years ago. Why did you decide to make yourself invisible?
其实我从上大学跟研究生啊，其实学的是雕塑。
I used to learn sculpture in college, and around in 2015, the government just destroyed the studio. So I think by doing the sculpture, I can't tell my feelings, so I try to use this performance to show how I feel about this. The most direct way to show my protest is to standing in front of the delegations, and it's very powerful, and I think it's the most direct way to show how I feel about this action.
Liu, with your sculpture, so you were studying at university, at art college?
Yeah.
What was it about doing this photography that then allowed you to express yourself differently from making sculpture? Why didn't you make sculpture as a form of protest?
I think
it will take me a long time if I using the sculpture to show how my feeling, what my feelings are. And it will take a long time because at the very first beginning, you need to setting out the outline where the arm should be placed, and during which time maybe your passions, your feelings will decay.
Oh, okay. So yes, yeah, so that sort of idea of just it being that much longer. So this way of making art is you can capture the feeling basically more quickly.
I think as an artist, the happiest thing is to show how I feel, my passion by through the works.
Yes.
Yes. Quickly and directly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Liu, can we talk about one particular series of work? Perhaps your work in the grocery store, which I must say I find particularly humorous. So we, the viewer, we're looking at a shelf of products, and there's just a little bit of a change. There's a little bit of maybe a lift. There's a little bit of a bump in the image. But it absolutely looks like you're looking at a series of Coke bottles or washing up liquid or cans of tomatoes. But then on really, really closer looking, you realize, there's a man in there, and he's painted to look as if he is just simply part of the landscape. So how do you actually go about it? What's the process?
Firstly, I didn't do it in a literary supermarket. I bought all the items to my studio because if I do it in the real market, people will buy it, so you'll be blank. And that's how you can't figure out where I am.
That's very funny.
Doing this in my studio is under my control because it takes me maybe 1 day, 2 days is casual time. I can control the light, I can control the characters, I can make it in detail. So it's more accessible for me to do it in my own studio.
And so do you have a lot of assistants?
I have my own fixed team in Beijing studio, but when I travel abroad, like in Italy, England,
New York,
France, they will have their assistants as well.
Oh, okay, so that changes a little bit. So, Liu, you have the concept, you have the original idea, and then within that grand idea, you have the different ideas of where you're going to set up the photograph, and you actually set it up. But then, of course, you don't paint yourself, can you? Do you? You can't paint yourself. Somebody else does that.
Yes, you're right. I think I'm more like a director. I need assistants to, like painter, to get me painted.
Yes. And then with the actual final works of the photograph, do you then take them with a remote timer? Or do you actually then get someone else to take the photographs, the end result?
I've got an assistant. Actually, I can't do it on my own. Yes, using a remote. Then I give them, I get them informed it's time to take the photo.
Okay, so Liu, we're talking about the concept of you becoming part of really anything. You could be part of the studio. In fact, I was expecting when I walked into the studio that I would have some trouble finding you. Fortunately, you're just in your regular clothes today. But with this idea of making yourself invisible, why do you do it? Like, the original idea was a protest, but why now do you do it?
Very good question. 2005年拍完这个作品,
after my first series of Hiding City, shot it in 2005, I started to calm down to think in the following 2 years, like, why am I doing this? What's my motivation? And I think I need to figure out the protest or feelings of the whole nation, not just myself.
And
I started to think that, it's just all the people, especially all the Chinese people, they will have their own problems in common. So I just wanted to figure out what are they.
In
2008, the Chinese crisis, economic crisis started. And I mentioned the supermarket series. I get to know that after the 2008, the economic development, there are many, many supermarkets have the noodles, have poisonous chemicals inside. This is harmful to humans. So I just want to use my works to show that this is bad for our health. You can see my works, they are colorful, but actually they are just my thinkings towards the whole society.
Mm. So you've done a series of photographs in North Korea. How did that come about?
It took me 5 years to complete this work. So I think that North Korea is the last clean land of the communists.
What do you mean by a clean land?
The purest, I mean.
Oh, purest. Okay, so it's so pure communism. So why did you want to go there and do these works?
In 2017,
an American college student died there. When I plan to do my work there, people just say, you don't go there. It's hazardous. You'll get injured or something like that. And I think it's a kind of fulfillment for me to do this work.
Well, Liu, are you going to be doing any work outside of the city whilst you're here in Australia?
It's my first time to be here. I have never been to Australia before, so Melbourne is the only place that I shoot the performance.
Liu, I really hope that at some point you get a chance to go out into the country, into the outback. At some point, I know that you're probably here for a very short time, but I would love to see what you do with the landscape here. I think that's going to be really interesting. Mm. I hope you can do that.
Yeah, a lot of people tell me that.
yeah, there we go.
Thank you.
Well, Liu, thank you so much for coming in. And I'm just so grateful that you could come here to Australia. And obviously your work is very, very important in many different ways. So
Thank you too. I'm so happy to be here and share my story. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Eddie.
And Liu Zong, thank you so much for translating as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Lou Berlin, the headline artist of the Ballarat International Photo Biennale, and that runs from August the 24th to October the 20th in Ballarat in Victoria. And if you can't go to it, obviously it's may well be a long way away from where you are, but I do seriously urge you to look up Lou Berlin's work. It really is extraordinary. Yeah, get it and look at it on a big screen as well, hopefully just your phone, just to see that these incredible setups of these disguises that Liu has created over the past 15 years.